The next patient is Deborah Finnick, and the last name is F, like in Foxtrot, I-N-N-I-K-I-N. The first name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Sixty-year-old African-American female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that is insulin dependent. The patient is referred to this office because of the elevation of the serum creatinine that was found by Dr. Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. She has a creatinine of 1.64 with an estimated GFR of 39. The serum electrolytes were within normal limits. However, the creatinine microalbumin level was reported negative. We have to double check these numbers in order to be able to give the best recommendation to this patient. Number two, the patient is morbidly obese. She weighs 430 pounds with a BMI higher than 50. The patient has changes of diabetes in the lower extremity, charcoal foot in the right foot with a superficial ulceration in the heel. And she also has arthritic changes in the left foot. The best recommendation for this patient is a bariatric surgery because it will be the faster way to correct most of the problems that this patient has and has had for a long period of time. We had the opportunity to see her in 2013 and she was 374 pounds at that time. The patient was explaining in detail about the diet, the need to follow a plant-based diet, stay away from juices, stay away from processed food, stay away from a significant amount of protein, and go in a plant-based diet. The patient seems to understand and seems to be motivated. However, I know that it's going to be extremely difficult. Following numbers, this patient had a stroke that impaired the motility of the right eye, and she has a very difficult time to focus. It seems that was in the occipital area. We don't know the details, and the patient has been struggling with that. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure is 136 over 58. Following number, anemia that might be related to CKD. Following number, hyperlipidemia related to diabetes. A full evaluation will be done before we make changes in the prescription. I want to thank Dr. Vasquez for the kind referral, and we follow the case with within 6 weeks. So we spend 20 minutes reviewing the old chart, the referral, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes. Back in 6 weeks.